The morning.
So 7:44 is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, as you know, we've been closely following the story of kidnapped photojournalist Shiraz Mohammed, who has been in captivity somewhere out in Syria for the past 2 years. And some listeners would have probably seen the last video of Shiraz, in which he makes an urgent appeal for the South African government to assist him. And it was absolutely heartbreaking to see. And his family are now raising funds to secure his freedom. Shiraz's former wife, Shazia Bridgelal, joins us this morning to tell us a bit more. Shazia, good morning. Asalaamu Alaikum. Thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah, Shabra.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, speak to us. What has been going on? We know the family is seeking some 10 million rands, I believe, in which to secure the release of Shiraz. But prior to all of this, over the past 2 years, what has been going on?
Shabra, there's been a number of things that have happened. We've had several proofs of life over the since his captivity, starting in 2017. And so about 6 months ago, the family and I started working together. So that's where we're at the moment, because things have become quite urgent that we get Shiraz out. You know, we've tried everything. We've had no choice but to turn to the public. We broke our silence here.
Shazia, tell me, do you have communication with Shiraz or his captors? You know, how does that work in terms of communication?
Okay, so early on into his captivity, we were approached by a volunteer negotiator and his team. So they are working closely with the group. About 4 months ago, we had a breakthrough, and so currently the team is committed to the safety and security of Shiraz, and to keep communications open with the group until such time we're ready to do the exchange. So they've helped us through the entire process, including the back offices of Durco.
Now, Shazia, tell me, is this a risk we're taking in terms of if you do indeed, you know, somehow miraculously put together this 10 million rand, will it ensure the release of Shiraz?
Shabra, you know, we have a lot of trust in the relationships that we've established. And our team is very strong. We've got international partners who are very familiar with the area, the territories, and the group. There is a so through that process, we're quite confident, we're sure that Shiraz, he's okay. The group is willing to hand him over. So we're going to try our best. Inshallah, you know, Allah knows best. But right now, we're confident and happy with where we're at. We just need the money to get him out.
Now, are you aware, do you have any indication as to whereabout in Syria he could be held captive?
Yes, we do.
And are you at liberty to share that?
No, we're not.
Okay, and tell me, how is the family of Shiraz doing, you know, at this point in time? Of course, in September, we saw that video coming through. You know, everyone reacted to it online, quite heartbreaking. Mm. But as the family, how are you dealing?
Look, the family is very broken. We've reached a point now where we can't deal with this on our own. We can't take it anymore. His mum is particularly affected in terms of her health, and you know, she's been taking chronic meds. Our lives are dysfunctional. There's nothing normal about how we all live. You're in a constant state of anxiety. You never know what the next day brings, and the sense of hopelessness and helplessness that we can't do enough. Because remember, before we came out and we made this public appeal, it was we really, really tried to raise, you know, initially the demand was 4 million euros. Then we convinced the group that, you know, we're going to try and offer them aid. And so right now, that's why we, you know, it's to let the world know that we're in trouble. Shiraz is in trouble. And the trauma of seeing, you know, you're talking about those videos, those are not easy things for loved ones to deal with. Mm. And after the video that was public, we received another video which prompted us to to also to go public because he was being tortured and there was blood all over the place. And that's not an easy sight to forget. So it's an exhausting process. And the family is really broken. And, you know, they really need help. Shiraz really needs help right now.
So this group, these captors that are holding Shiraz, you know, is it just a money thing? Do they just need the money? But do they understand that Shiraz is an everyday person? He's you and I person, you know. He's not someone of political stature, or he's not someone with great influence that has a price tag attached that comes with it.
Look, they're fully aware of that. That's the job of the negotiating team as well. Because remember, these groups are quite techno-savvy, so they're watching everything online and all of that. So they're quite aware that Shiraz is your average person. He's South African. They have no respect for Iran, by the way. So they're very aware of that, and
Just in terms of, you know, looking at this process, it's been 2 years. 2017 was when he was abducted or kidnapped. You know, it's taken quite a while. You know, you seem to have a lot of confidence in the teams that are handling this case and these negotiations. You know, generally, does it take this much time? We know the raising the money is the issue at hand. That basically is all that stands between you as the family and the release of Shiraz. But do you think more could have been done so that we wouldn't have to get to this point where they are asking for this ransom, so to speak? And what happens, you know, if we can't put together this 10 million rand? Are they going to hold Shiraz indefinitely?
You know, I really can't say, but if you're looking at past kidnaps, we look at the recent Japanese kidnap, all the money they were asking for was in the region of 5 million USD. We've been pressed upon the group through our negotiators. I mean, there were times where the group that had Shiraz was talking directly to me. So, So there's no way that we're going to be able to raise that money on our own. They're fully aware of it, and
You know, in terms of the communication and over the past 2 years, has it been established why Shiraz? Why did they take Shiraz? Was it just a random kidnapping and them hoping for the best?
Look, a random kidnapping, perhaps. For me, it's very much a case of human trafficking. That's basically what it is. They were. I think I've been working on this matter for since his kidnap, and I was given to understand he'd been sold a few times.
Okay.
So the 700,000 USD is literally really a small amount. And we'd really, really appreciate help from the South African community, from our Muslim community, from our colleagues in the media industry.
Sure.
We need to create as much awareness again, the people that have Shiraz, these are people of war.
Which brings me to ask, before we actually get into how can the public and us as everyday people assist Shiraz, you know, who are these people in terms of, are they actively involved in the fights, you know, in the fighting that's going on in Syria? You've mentioned that Shiraz has possibly been sold a few times, so perhaps it's not his original captors that are holding him. Who are these people?
I really can't go into who these people are. I just see them as war dogs. Possibly Al Qaeda linked, but I really can't go into details about the group.
All right.
Yeah.
Shazia, let's ask finally, you know, how can the public assist? We need 10 million rands put together to hopefully secure the rescue and release of Shiraz. How does this work, inshallah?
Okay, so I understand, or we understand, that the man in the street is not necessarily, you know, is not going to be able to give us that kind of money. But every little bit adds up. I think right now my appeal would be to the big business, to governments, to organizations, aid organizations, to be able to come forward with this money. And a relief account was set up, and we're using that as a vehicle to channel to, and that's our appeal now to please to make donations and let us bring Shiraz home safely.
If, you know, our listeners need further information, you know, how can they get into contact or how can they access the details for that account?
I can share the account
number.
Sure,
please go ahead, yes.
Okay, good. It's Shiraz Mohammed Fund SA. It's a First National Bank account. The number is 628-308-48935.
Mm-hmm.
The branch code would be 250-655. And then please, if you could kindly, you know, just use, if a deposit reference can be your name and a cell number so that, inshallah, we will also, you know, thank people for the donations. But his mom is heartbroken, and our desperate appeal is that please help bring Shiraz home, help Shiraz's mom, Shireen Mohammed, to have her son home again.
Absolutely.
So
that account number is 628-308-48935. The branch code there is 250-655. It is an FNB account, Shiraz Mohammed Fund. And, of course, they need to attach their cell phone numbers as reference, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And if you choose to remain anonymous, that's perfectly okay. We all deposits will be treated confidentially.
All right. Well, Shaza, thanks so much for joining us this morning and sharing with us. We do appreciate your time and, of course, wishing you and the family all of the best. Only a pleasure. And that was Shazia Brijlal speaking to us this morning, updating us with regards to the situation of photojournalist Shiraz Mohammed, who was kidnapped, abducted back in 2017 out in Syria. He was on a mission. And of course, you know, just the family going through the most. They need to raise some 10 million rands to hopefully secure the rescue of Shiraz. And of course, Shazia, the former wife of Shiraz, speaking to us this morning.